2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 54 degrees.
A little bit of slowing due to construction in 215 and in Utah County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, big concerns about the future of the country after news the U.S. birth rate fell sharply last year and keeps following a downward pattern.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the birth rate fell 4% in 2020, the steepest decline in 50 years. There were just under 56 births per 1,000 women last year. Experts say birth rates are intertwined with safety net programs, school viability, our economic situation, and more. They say in the Deseret News that if we don't have enough new children growing up, schools close, universities downsize, and the workforce cannot support the Social Security and taxes for the older people growing older in the country. If this keeps going, American women are predicted to average 1.78 children. The replacement rate is 2.1. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A new study finds that landlords in northern Utah would like to help reduce homelessness, but many aren't aware of local resources. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details there. John?
Yeah, Tim, a pair of assistant professors at Utah State led the study, and they surveyed 130 landlords in the Bear River region. Overall, those landlords responded that they think homelessness is a serious issue in the surrounding area, and they want to help. Now, what was interesting was that many weren't aware of community resources looking to address the issue. New Hope, Cache Valley Veterans Association, Utah Families Feeding Families, and Four Helping Hearts, they all have various homelessness resources in northern Utah. In fact, many of those resources are designed to help alleviate any concerns that landlords might have in renting to someone experiencing homelessness. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's decision to vacate the moratorium on rent. The CDC's temporary federal eviction moratorium has been extended multiple times. It was first enacted last fall by the Trump administration. The CDC has sought to extend the rule through the end of June. The judge alleges the CDC is overstepping its authority.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is urging her party to choose truth and the Constitution over what she calls a cult of personality. ABC's Faith Abube has the latest now from Washington.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is warning her party that history is watching as her time on the party's leadership team appears to be coming to an end. Cheney is a consistent critic of former President Donald Trump's false claim that November's election was stolen from him. And she accuses some Republicans of trying to whitewash the January attack on the Capitol. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy recently made it clear that he wants Cheney gone as the party's conference chairwoman.
Liz Cheney penned her thoughts in a Washington Post opinion piece.
A Milwaukee County judge is ruling that police body cam video can be released in the death of Joel Acevedo. The 25-year-old died about 1 week after an incident with an off-duty Milwaukee, Wisconsin police officer in April. The judge says the body cam video can be released with redactions. Here is family lawyer Biavori Lamar.
I think that the video will depict a better understanding of what occurred, how law enforcement responded to that. The public has a substantial interest, especially when it involves law enforcement.
The judge says the officer's voice and image must be blurred in the video so that his right to a fair trial remains intact.
A family is praising the way police handled the situation after someone called 911 on a group of kids playing with Nerf guns in the Houston area. The kids got a little scared when the cops showed up. The responding officers quickly switched gears, handing out toys. Adriana Reyna says she's happy with the outcome.
I really, give credit to Texas City Police Department for how they handled it.
A neighbor had told police that people were fighting and they had heard gunshots.
Peloton is working on software updates to its treadmills. The company is recalling the machines following the death of a child and dozens of injuries. More from ABC's Janae Norman.
Peloton previously resisting pressure from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to issue a recall last month after dozens of complaints of injuries and the death of a six-year-old. In a statement, the CEO now saying the decision to recall both products was the right thing to do. Peloton made a mistake in our initial response, adding, "For that, I apologize."
Peloton is urging customers to immediately stop using the treadmills and to contact the company for a refund.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.